on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Our guest, and he's serious about this. They're starting the American Action Market, and basically they save the Pentagon DARPA convicted felon run insider trading betting parlor website, and have turned it around to what it really is, betting on where the U.S. government will carry out terror next, who they will invade next, what dictator is about to go off the CIA payroll and will be attacked next. So it's very, very interesting. I'm sure you heard about the betting parlor that we're going to have on dead Americans, what U.S. city will be nuked, where smallpox will be released in the next year, and then private secret groups could bet on this with their little Swiss bank account number. So this is the new America. Well, we weren't quite ready to buy that yet, and there's an incredible article from Wired Magazine that I know we posted on Infowars.com, but I didn't get it today, so I don't have it. But you can go read it there at the site where it's really comical if it wasn't so serious. Bob Ostertag, tell us about yourself and why you started the American Action Market.
Well, we think that if in fact it's true that markets can be good predictors of future events, that we should use them to try to predict the most important event, which is what is Bush going to do next. So we took over the idea from the Pentagon.
Well, hold on just a second. You've got the floor. Tell us about yourself. Tell us about the idea, how it started, and what you're going to do. Go ahead.
Well, when we heard that the Pentagon was canceling their plan, they wanted to start an online market, an online futures market where people could bet on what the next terrorist action would be, who the next government would to fall in the Middle East would be, and so forth. As soon as they announced the project, there was such an outcry over it that they canceled it the very same day it became public. And they took the website down, but not before we managed to copy it. And we thought, well, that's kind of a good idea, but let's use that idea to predict what Bush is going to do. And so our market will go on. The site is up now describing what we plan to do, but we're going to actually put the market online on October 1st, which is the date the Pentagon was originally going to put their market online. And you'll be able to go there and buy futures.
Now, they're going to have trouble claiming you're gambling because they were going to do it.
Exactly. They thought it was a wonderful idea. And so we're really going to do it. You'll be able to type in your credit card and get some money to invest.
Now, Wired, did you find that Wired story?
Yes, I did.
Do me a favor. Read us the first few paragraphs of that.
It says, though there was an outcry over the Pentagon's terrorism futures market, a similar online exchange is in the works to predict what the U.S. government is up to. The American Action Market will offer various Washington futures that can be bet upon and traded. Examples include, which country will the White House threaten next? Who will be the next foreign leader to move off the CIA payroll and onto the White House most wanted list? Which corporation with close ties to the White House will be the next cloaked in scandal? And so on. The American Action Market will begin registering traders in September and plans to open for business October 1st, the same launch date for the Pentagon's terrorism market until it was shelved.
Now, do you think the Federal Trade Commission will let you set this up? I mean, they'll let convicted felons like Poindexter do that, but if you're not a felon, Mr. Ostertag, will they let you, if you're not a felon, do that?
Well, I suppose I could go out and commit a crime.
Well, you have to commit at least 5 felonies and be convicted.
Well, we're in the process of getting legal advice, and I can't really speak to the legal
issue.
But
I think it's a great idea. I mean, betting on dead U.S. troops, betting on what area will get nuked next, or betting where smallpox will get released, or who will be assassinated, and then allowing groups to secretly bet on it, who could then carry out terror attacks and profit from it, man, that sounds really good. I mean, it kind of sounds like dark satire, but hey, you know, let's go ahead and do it.
Well,
but yours is, you know, yours is, I mean, much less radical, and now I'm being serious. I mean, you just want to track the criminal activities of the cabal in power right now, and I think it's a lot more important what they do than what the CIA founded and controlled Al-Qaeda does. I mean, I don't look at the tail,
well,
I look at the head, don't you?
This is exactly what we thought. We thought that the most important question is, what is Bush going to do? Is he really going to proceed with building tactical nuclear weapons? Is he really going to use them?
On 62 countries.
Is he really going to use them? We might have a section of the market where you can bet on what the unemployment rate in the United States will be by the end of Bush's first term. We might have a thing where you'll be able to bet on, if the presidential race gets close, will he start a new war during the campaign? You know, things like this, important things, things that matter to people all over the world.
Exactly. In fact, sir, I've got one for you that I know will be popular. Well, maybe not too popular because the odds are sure on it, but that within 6 months of the end of the election, they will find weapons of mass destruction. Especially planted. Well, they're already saying that, well, we really found it, but we're going to release them later. I don't know if you heard that, but...
No, I didn't hear that.
I think that's a sure thing. They're going to find some right on time.
But I can tell you that we've already been flooded with emails from all over the country and all over the world of people who want to register as traders, people proposing... I say... In the first couple of days that this thing has been up, we've probably received 300 or 400 emails with proposals of things people want to bet on. When we announced it, we said that the trading would be limited to 1,000 traders, and the first 1,000 people who would register would be the traders, because we didn't think we could technically handle more than 1,000. We're already getting emails from people who are... demanding that we open it up to more than 1,000 people because they're sure they're not going to be in the first 1,000 and they want to get in.
But the problem is that the odds, I mean, I wonder who's going to set the odds, because it's almost guaranteed they're going to attack somebody else during the election.
Well,
they
the odds
said they are, and we got PNAC documents.
The odds will be set up like a horse race.
Oh.
So the odds will be determined by how many people bet in which direction. So, for example, if you want to bet on which country we're going to attack next, and 1,000 people bet $100 each on Iran, and 100 people bet $100 each on North Korea, then the odds will be 10-1 in favor of Iran.
All right. Well, that sounds like a normal thing to do.
Well, you see, this will actually produce what the Pentagon said they hoped to get. In other
yeah,
words,
because
the
exactly.
odds will deter the odds at any given moment will reflect the collective wisdom of the people who are participating in the market as to what the United States is going to do next. And we'll actually have a ticker tape going across the screen updating the likelihood of various actions.
So, American
moment.
Action market. And now, I think it's interesting to bet on who will leave the CIA payroll and then be on the enemy's list the next day announced as a terrorist.
That's high stakes betting, I think. And that's, of course, that's something that many people in the world would like to know. And we've gotten emails, particularly from Europe, people who are quite excited about it because they feel that their future and their world is being so profoundly affected by the Bush administration, and they don't, you know, have no way to speak back to it.
They don't feel like they have any power, which is the way it should be under this new Homeland Security system for everyone's safety.
Of course.
Of course, you could also bet on what amendment to the Bill of Rights they will publicly abolish.
Yes. Or the next civil right that Ashcroft will infringe upon. There's the list of suggestions we've had. Some of them are sort of mean-spirited. We have a suggestion that we bet on what the next substance abuse charge Bush's daughters will be arrested on.
Oh,
so
that's
forth.
Not important. Like,
and we're not going to go in that direction.
Yeah,
at
what
all.
Country's going to be liberated?
Right.
And, I would bet on how many die from cholera and dysentery after the country's liberated.
Well, that's a nice one.
Or how many troops will get radiation sickness from depleted uranium?
Yep, yeah.
You can bet on that.
So tell your listeners they can go to AmericanActionMarket.org and register now to get in on the trading. And again, this is not a joke. This is a serious thing. We're really going
well,
to.
Well, hey! This is a Christian conservative administration betting on when our soldiers will die. Whatever they do is certified. I've heard the big churches say by God. And so, if Bush is the living, breathing, basically like the Pope of North America, then it's something that's according to them, I don't know if I agree, but according to them, it's the Christian thing to do. Now, betting is a Christian thing.
Well, I can't speak to that. That's their department. We're running a market here.
Oh, I understand, but I mean, they said that Skull and Bones is a Christian group too.
Uh huh.
And I'm just trying to talk about the facts that. Well, they had some trouble with it, and I don't know why the people didn't like the idea. Probably Al Qaeda members that didn't like it. But good people like you have stepped up to aid our gracious leader.
Exactly. We felt that the Pentagon sort of turned tail and ran at the first sign of trouble here. They had this idea. They developed it. They tried to claim, I don't know if how closely you followed it, but they tried to claim that it was being run by some tangential, marginal office buried someplace in the Pentagon that nobody really was keeping track of. But in fact, it turned out
it was Poindexter's great idea. I think he deserves the credit.
It was run by DARPA, which is the main think tank in the Pentagon.
Hey, they said they want to surveil everything we do and use the Patriot Act against all citizens, and they just announced they got face scanning cameras. I think that's part of freedom.
So we thought they just—at the first sign of heat, they ran out of the kitchen. So we thought we'd pick up the ball for them.
But it really wasn't heat. I mean, there's nothing weird or bizarre or Orwellian or kind of like a Running Man movie where you bet on death and you only get paid if our troops die. I think that's what's wrong with these people, Bob, that they didn't like it.
Well, I don't know, but we're asking what we feel is the more important question, which is what will Bush do next? And we're thinking of having a separate section, which is actually what is Bush doing now, where you'll be able to bet on things that may have already happened or
hey,
happening
you could
now,
bet on
but
a
we're not aware
up.
Of.
You could bet on a speech coming up of what new word he'll invent.
Right, or what his next public gaffe will be. What will be the next region of the world he misidentifies?
Well, Nigeria is a very important continent. Hey, wait a minute. When he wrote on that U.S. flag and violated U.S. code, they pointed out in the news that, well, the president can change the rule on the flag whenever he wishes, now that he's kind of a little centralized hereditary figure like Kim Jong-il, he's kind of moved to that system. And so I say it, if the emperor wants to announce that we've got an eighth continent, I think he can do that. I mean, who are we to say that that's wrong?
Where are you based?
I'm here in Austin, Texas.
In Austin?
Yeah, we're on in Denver and Rochester, New York and Washington, D.C. and Pensacola, Florida, and Albuquerque. We've got quite a few affiliates.
Wonderful. Do you know Jim Hightower?
I do. I'm more of a constitutionalist libertarian, and Hightower's kind of the populist left, but he's a very intelligent, great guy.
Right.
And I think he's doing a lot of great work, and we need anybody who's speaking up against the... Well, I mean, I'm not planning to move out of the country. I plan to stay and fight, but passports are almost in order for many people at this point. I'm that concerned, Bob. Things are very, very serious.
Well, tell your listeners, go to AmericanActionMarket.org, sign up, and everybody can invest in the future of their country.
Again, it's AmericanActionMarket.org, and you're either with us or against it. Get behind the Pentagon, bet on our dead and dying troops, and that's the good thing to do. You're with the devil if you don't do it. And well, thank you, sir, for coming on the show, and I wish you a lot of luck, and hopefully we can have you back on as this develops, Bob.
All right. Maybe we can do it again when the market goes online.
All right. Thanks for coming on.
Bye.